microphone out for him. If you do you want to just come and just stand down there for us, young man?
Yeah.
I know it's awful for you to look at me straight in the face, but there you are. Some with people that top have on to anyway. Enjoy. We'll not talk about that because I was actually there on Saturday and wish I hadn't been. But then again, I could have gone to Gosport. Now, you and I had a little chat on Twitter, didn't we?
We did.
On Sunday, and I said to you about, well, the game's gone. The 7-0's gone, Thomas. There's nothing you can do about it. Concentrate on the games that are coming forward. Not that you're going to take any notice of what I did. Was that the remit coming into this game, is to forget the 7-0 and concentrate on getting 3 points tonight, which you did?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, we played very well against Chesham. We know what went wrong. Oh, the very few things that went right, to be fair, on Saturday. But the players are by far better than the performance they put in on Saturday. And tonight, we've played a very good Barwell team who's up there near the top. And to be fair, for a long, long period, we're probably the better side.
I absolutely agree. And you must be delighted with the 3 points. I know literally the game's only been finished a few moments. What's the atmosphere down there in the changing room?
Yeah, they're very happy.
Just a little bit.
I think that's pretty safe to say. You're smiling yourself like the cat that's got the cream, Thomas.
They just told us there that was Ketchum's first away win in a year.
I think that could be right. More than right. More importantly, that's the 10 points wiped out, and we're now in positive points, Thomas.
On
a single point.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, from small acorns and all that.
Well,
with a home game to come on Sunday.
We've won two out of the last three.
Absolutely. Yeah, positive way of looking at it. Absolutely. So, Thomas, now, obviously, it's hard. There's players constantly coming into the club. Mm. It looks like the squad is getting stronger. Some of the younger lads are starting to learn off the few older lads that are in the team. Can you see brighter things for this team now as the season goes on?
I think if you look at the performances we've put in, it's a topsy-turvy league, you know, and bottom does beat top, and we're bottom, but we're, you know, teams at the bottom beat the teams at the top. It's a topsy-turvy league, but our young players will certainly learn off the more level-headed players, and they certainly are. You know, they talk a lot more now, and they instruct them a little bit, and you know, they're all talking and getting on very well, so it'll only bode for better, to be fair.
Well, a large and very important thing, especially with a new and young team, is of course communication. And you rightly say, Thomas, that the teams lower down can easily beat the teams at the top.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how the other scores are finished here. We will do and try and find out very shortly, but I do know that at half time Gosport were winning at, sorry to mention the name Gosport again, but they were winning away at Leamington. Now, not many teams go to Leamington and get a result, so what you're saying, and Gosport were quite a way down. They've seemed to have picked up some form just recently. Now, looking forward to the game at the weekend, of course, a Sunday game. I just need to let you know, folks, on Poppy's Radio, if you are coming to the game at Corby on Sunday, it's a 1 o'clock kickoff, okay? Not a 3 o'clock as I previously stated.